Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Donator, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest today is Robert Berry. Robert is a Grammy-nominated recording artist, songwriter, producer, and performing musician. He was featured on an album titled Three with Keith Emerson and Carl Palmer. He has toured with Ambrosia, has a long-running project alliance with members of Boston, Sammy Hagar, and Night Ranger, and has also performed with The Tubes and Greg Kinn. Robert is also a talented, experienced, and outstanding record producer with his own recording studio in Campbell, California. In addition to his own music and performing with others, Robert is the creator of a band called The December People with three albums of classic rock Christmas songs. Today we'll be talking about love, life, music, gratitude, and living the music you hear calling you. I'll also be playing a song from Robert's December People album, DP3, and we'll be talking about his upcoming shows, which are in Pleasanton, California, December 13th and 14th. That's this weekend. To see the show schedule and for more information about the December People, you can visit their website at www.classicchristmas.com. That's www.classicchristmas.com. And to find out more about Robert Berry, you can visit his website at www.robertberry.com. That's robertberry.com. And Robert, are you on the phone?
I am here, Margot. With all that introduction, it sounds like I should have a Ferrari and a Lamborghini and all kinds of stuff in my garage. Man.
I thought you did have a Ferrari.
Well, the key word there is did.
Don't all rock stars have Ferraris?
Yeah, well, you know, Sammy has quite a few of them.
Sammy Hagar?
Sammy Hagar, yeah. That's
How
a rock
many does he have?
Oh, he has everything. He's got a whole building full of cards. It's amazing.
Wow.
You know, he has fun with them. It's not he just has them. He likes to drive cars. Likes to drive over 55, you know, so it's one of his hobbies. Yeah.
Mm.
Now, how are you?
I'm really good. You know me. I love Christmas. I love December. And so one of the reasons that I love all that is because of Christmas music. And you have created some incredible Christmas music that is so creative and so much fun. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that, about when did you get the idea to create a band that plays classic rock Christmas songs?
You know, a record company in New York called me and wanted me to do a Christmas album. And I was actually doing a kids' series of albums and sort of based on the latest Britney Spears song. And, you know, turning wheels in the bus into Britney Spears or something. So I thought, wouldn't it be nice to put a couple of things together? One is, of course, Christmas songs, holiday songs, together
mm-hmm.
with a more rockin' version. And
mm-hmm.
also, how to put a band together that if you never heard this band, never saw this band, the first time you saw them, you could sing every one of their songs. You know, when you go to see a band, even let's say you go to see U2, and they play
right.
their old song, Street Has No Name, you can sing along, but they play something new. You go, oh, it's a new one. I don't quite get it yet. You have to get used to it. With us,
right.
you can come and see us the first time, and only thing is you got to figure out how we're doing, like the night before Christmas, in a like Stairway to Heaven, or if we're doing Joy to the World like The Who or something, you know. It's like there's sort of a joke there to get to, but you already know the song. And that's what I was trying to do when I put it together. And that kind of is where the concept came from. And when I called the guys that I thought would be the best players for this band,
mm-hmm.
They bought into that. And, of course, we always do it for a food bank charity, so that was an important part of it too. And I probably rambled on and not answered the question, but you know me.
Well, that was really great. In fact, it was even some information that I hadn't heard before. And I'd like you to tell me a little bit about who the members of the band are.
I'll tell you in the order that I called them. First, my friend Gary Peel plays in the band Boston. And I thought, wow, you know, he's also in the band Alliance with me, and he's just such a wonderful person and a great musician and plays in one of the biggest bands ever in the world. You can't turn on radio without hearing a Boston song every day. So I thought, well, I'm going to call Gary first. There's no way that Gary's going to want to play Christmas songs, you know. And I called him, and he said, well, you know, I like that food bank element for the charity, because he's a real giving back kind of guy. He goes, but also, we never tour in November and December. Bands just don't tour then. They're done. They do the summer things and a little bit of winter, but not November, December. So he goes, I'm available. He goes, I'd love to do it. So I thought, wow, that's something. So the next thing was to get the hardest part of the band is a keyboard player. And the guy that plays with the band, the Tubes, is somebody I know. He's a friend of mine, Dave Med. And I thought, no, there's no way that, you know, the Tubes, they do some heavy stuff. It's crazy music, and no way Dave's going to want to do it. But I've learned that I don't make up people's minds for them. I don't call Margo and say, oh, I know you're going to say no, Margo. I call up and say, there's a possibility you're going to say yes. What do you think of this? You know, and it used to be.
You know, that's one of my favorite things that I've learned recently, and I keep reminding myself, is if you ask, the answer can be yes. If you don't ask, it's for sure no. But if you ask, and especially with the expectation that it can be yes, a lot of times it is yes.
And it's especially bad when you make it a no, and there's nothing to base that on except for your thinking. I mean, that doesn't get you anywhere.
No. I mean, yes, you're right. Yes, you're right.
Exactly. So I called Dave Med, and it took me a couple weeks. I said, Dave, this is really hard music. He goes, really? Christmas songs? I said, yeah, you know, I've got this thing. And there's some Emerson, Lincoln, Palmer stuff from my history. There's a Boston piece. You know, there's all these things, these conglomerations of different little hooks and styles. And because we don't copy the song from the famous band, but we use hints of their arrangements and their sound to orchestrate the Christmas song. And that's what makes it kind of clever, and people get the joke. You know, they hear, oh, like if you've seen CSI, you know, they use the Who's thing from Won't Get Fooled Again, that little synthesizer, that ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding thing. So when we do Joy to the World, it has some of that synthesizer in there. And I said, Dave, this is going to be really hard. And I was sort of waffling around, you know, beating around the bush. And all this. He goes, I'm in. Just like that. Boom, he's in. Not that.
Wow.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
Really important parts. So the one drummer that I know that's the scholar of all kinds of styles, and even when he plays jazz or he plays rock, whatever he plays, he is a heavy hitter. He's really strong, and he just knows how to make it happen on the drums, was Mike Vandehuel, who plays the YNT. I called Mike, same thing. I'm in. And they all love the charity component. So we had, you know, along with myself, who had have a history with some famous guys, but I play with Greg Kinn now. So along with me, the four of us, I needed one guy that really had done a lot of shows, that was great at harmony, had a great lead voice, and also played all kinds of guitar styles, because Gary has his style, and that's what I was counting on, throwing that into the band. Gary's just such an important part of it. So I called Jack Foster, who had a solo career. I've done produced three albums for Jack, and has a solo career over in Europe and stuff, with a record label over there. And Jack was into it, too. So that's where the five guys came from, and everybody said yes, even though I was thinking, nah, these guys aren't going to want to do this, but I didn't make up their mind for them, let them make up their mind. And it was an easy yes from them, which was really exciting for me.
Well, I love the December People albums, and I have the very, very first one right here on my desk. It's called, excuse me, Sounds Like Christmas.
You know, that album won Holiday Album of the Year with the independent record labels, and I didn't know the record company had submitted it. And all of a sudden they called and said, hey, we're sending you a trophy. I said, what? Yeah, you just won Holiday Album of the Year. I said, what? And basically that was for the concept and the style and the sound that I developed, because there wasn't a band yet. And that kind of made me think, wow, this is maybe bigger than I was planning. Or maybe not bigger than I was planning. I always dream, you know, but bigger than I thought it would be. So that's one of the things that led to putting the band together, too, with the best people that I could find.
Yeah. I love the quote at the top on the back, too. It says, "There was a little boy who asked Santa to bring him a guitar for Christmas. At the time, not even Santa knew how powerful the gift would be."
How did that quote... Show, yeah, that is something I came up with. There is a, on that very first album, and there's a little poem in there, and it's sort of... based on the Beatles, what, number nine, you know, all that crazy stuff that the Beatles had on the number nine thing. It wasn't really a song, just all these sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way that whole conglomeration of sound ended, with that poem. So I'm actually starting the show this year with that poem as we walk on, that is being played in the voice that's on the album, which is sort of an old English kind of voice.
Wow, that's really fun to hear that. I am so much looking forward to the show. We're going to be there on Saturday night in Pleasanton. It's Friday and Saturday night both, right?
Yes, yes.
The 13th and 14th, and I believe it starts at 8 p.m., right?
8 o'clock, yep. And, you know, our lighting is over the top, and our, you know, we do 20 songs in an hour and a half. It's not only every Christmas song, but you sit there and you think, oh, that's Queen, or that's Led Zeppelin, or that's I hear that piece, you know, and it's fun because you can sing along if you want to, but also you sit back as a musicologist and kind of wait for the little pieces you hear of different bands.
Yeah, I know. I remember I've seen you guys perform live, and I love the albums, I really do, but seeing you live is just such an experience. I highly recommend that people see your show. It is just so much fun, and I'm so thankful that we're doing that this weekend, and especially with some really good friends of ours that I've known for a long time. Carly, I've known since, I think it was around the beginning of 1982, before Dudley and I even got married, and her husband, Ed, and they love music so much. Of people that don't actually perform any music, they love music probably more than anybody I can think of. So,
well, here's what we're counting on. You know, this food bank is the big component. When we go into a town, our motto, or what we like to say to the press, is we feel that if everybody made a difference in their own town or their own city, that we could wipe out hunger in the United States. You know, we're the Red Cross and all the big agencies that go around the world, that's great, but what we want to do is a grassroots effort wherever we go to have people bring cans of food and affect their local community. And one city at a time, where we're trying to, you know, instill that thought into people's minds. So we're hoping that your friends who live close, I don't know if they're in Pleasanton or close to Pleasanton.
They live in Pleasanton, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, they'll see that we want to be their holiday tradition and every year come back and get that food drive to make a difference. There's a lot of hunger out there, you know, a lot of people and a lot of homeless, and people have lost their homes. There's still a lot of problems from the economy fallout. And, you know, people have to eat. That's the most important thing right there, to keep everybody going.
Yeah, yeah, do what we can. I mean, that's the thing everybody needs. If we each person does what they can instead of trying to do something so huge that they can't do it. And dreams, I like to say, are something that take a lot of people. It doesn't take just one person. And so if you can get other people involved, then some really amazing things can happen, as has happened also with your December people. And I'd really like to play a song from the third album, DP3, and I'm going to, it's called Let It Snow.
Oh,
I'm
going to
play that now, and then we can talk about that after, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I bought some corn for popping. The nights have been way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, snow, snow coming down. Snow, snow, snow coming down. Snow, snow, snow.
have it. What's funny about that, that is so hard to do. And if the musicologists out there that, you know, if so that's the Beach Boys. You know, we do stuff from way back then. We do a Van Halen thing on Jingle Bells that's based on Panama and Hot for Teacher. We do Emmanuel based on the Eagles' Hotel California. So we run the gamut of styles. But that Beach Boys thing is one of the hardest ones. We don't play that yet live. It's so hard.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
It's really difficult. There's four-part harmony, and just the sounds of that song, and like I say, the musicologists, the people that know the sounds of the Beach Boys and stuff, they'll hear a little of Sloop John B., a little Bobberin, a little Good Vibrations. They'll hear those sounds that are used there. That's all stuff from the 60s, you know. It's amazingly hard to do that, as simple as it sounds.
Well, it's funny because the very first two albums that I ever got in my whole life, I was somewhere around 12, I think, were The Beach Boys Today and The Beatles, the one, I think it's The Beatles 6, that, so The Beach Boys and Beatles have always been really favorites of mine. And it's funny because the early Beatles and the Beach Boys songs, in some ways, they sound like they should be easy, but I've heard other musicians say that the songs by them are not that easy to play.
No, especially since the parts are so exposed. You know, when you get something from the 80s or 90s where the sound's bigger and there's all kinds of things going on, it's actually easier to get those kind of styles going than it is something that's so exposed and so clean, like the Beach Boys' vocals. It's tough.
That's really interesting. I never would have thought it would be that way.
Yeah. Now, and, you know, we do something. I mean, we'd have to think by the Black Eyed Peas now that we start our show with. That's a brand-new band, you know, in the last 6 years or so. But we run the gamut style-wise, really. Like I say, 20 songs, all different styles. It's like being in 20 different bands.
You amaze me. You and all of the other guys in the band amaze me. It's just so entertaining, and the light shows were spectacular when I saw them before, but I've seen pictures on your Facebook from the shows that you've done, and this year, I guess it was in Monterey you had one, right?
Yes, and Monterey's a bigger theater. The Pleasanton Firehouse is a little more intimate, which we're looking forward to. That's why we're doing two nights there. It's kind of nice to do a little closer up, so the lights won't be quite as big, or people would be blinded, you know, because the lights are so over the top. But we're still going to put on a really good light show and some special stuff.
Oh, that sounds really good. I
guess
Monterey,
we raised 1,400 pounds of food.
1,400 pounds?
In one night, and we're so proud of that. And if we get, you know, to start with, if we get half or even a quarter of that each night in Pleasanton to start for our first year playing there, we'll be happy with that. And next year it builds, and the year after that it builds, and that's what we're looking for.
Well, I'm glad that you're mentioning that about bringing the food, because I hadn't even been aware of it since Carly and Ed got our tickets for us.
There's articles in newspaper and stuff that explain that, but it's hard to put that on the, you know, when you buy the tickets. Oh, yeah, you buy your tickets and then bring some food, too. It's like, huh? So usually we spread that word through the newspaper reviews and different radio shows and things we do interviews on.
Right, right. Well, everybody that's going to the concerts this weekend, remember to bring some food for the food drive. And the other thing that I wanted to mention, too, though, is that you have a recording studio down in Campbell. And yeah, and you do a lot of recording of your own music, but also of a lot of other really wonderful musicians. And I have firsthand experience with it because you recorded two albums for my husband and son, which was so amazing and so much fun. I was there for, I think, everyone except for maybe one of the recording sessions. And it just is so much fun to listen and watch as each track of the albums gets put down. And I can't even imagine how many different tracks there must be for these December People albums.
There's an awful lot of work. You know, having well, we have a new one that we've just finished for next year's release, and mm-hmm. we'll let a few copies out this year. But you know, having four albums of this material, and if you notice how Away in a Manger fit perfect into the Beach Boys song, mm-hmm. that's why I say mm-hmm. we do the real song in the style of that band. Four albums worth of songs like that, worth Silent Night, like Tears for Fears. You hear that, and you go, wow, that could have been Everybody Wants to Rule the World. That could have been the Tears for Fears song. Silent Night fits so well. That's the sort of trick to it, you know, fitting the song and the style together where it's believable, and you say, yeah, that could have been on that album. But what's nice about what I do here at the studio is I say I'm like a baby doctor. You know, people mm-hmm. bring their new child in, and we get it all ready, and it's born by the end of the day. And like with Dudley, you know, he'd mm-hmm. come in, he'd start the song, he'd play the guitar and some rough vocal track, mm-hmm. and then we'd build the music to it, then he'd do a final vocal and some lead guitar. End of the day, it was a masterpiece. And for me, that's what so much of my life is all about. I love being that baby doctor, let's say, you know, that making sure that I'm totally engaged in somebody's vision and their dream for their music and their art, and sort of doing it to the standard that I've been able to develop by working with so many big people over my lifetime.
That's such a gift that you give to people. And you make it so much fun to be there, and even though you work with so many amazing people, you manage to make everyone feel so comfortable when they're at your recording studio. You have a great sense of humor, and you make us laugh, and you make us relax. Our son, Xander, was, gosh, I don't know what age, I forget what age he was when we first started recording with you down there. He was, I guess it was 13 years old, and then...
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you helped him feel comfortable. We love the albums, and we also love the Christmas song that you recorded for us, too, Merry Christmas. That was so much fun.
Especially for newcomers, you know, you want to mm-hmm. make sure it's the best possible experience, because they're bringing the art that they created in here. It comes from their heart and soul and their vision and their mind and their life experiences. And there's ways to make that more accessible and sound wonderful, but you never go to the heart of the creative process and try to change where they're at and where they came from with it. You know, you want to retain that, I don't know, heart and soul, I guess it is. And that's what I try to pride myself in, that I understand who I'm working with and the song that they bring me. And then as a partnership, we try to grow it into something bigger than life.
That sums it up perfectly. And it kind of reminds me of in writing, when I was writing my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, the two women that helped me with editing, my writing coach, Leslie Keenan, and then also Julia McNeil, who went through and did editing for me. One of the things that was really wonderful is that they were so fantastic about helping it sound better, but keep my own voice. It didn't
yeah.
start sounding like someone else had written it. And you do that with the music. You make sure that it's still the music of whoever came in, their idea, and as you called it, their baby. But you're the baby doctor that makes it come out and just be amazing.
We hope so. It sounds kind of silly, but that's what I said. It does sound silly, doesn't it?
Hey, you know what? I love being silly. I've found that the times I've had the most fun with people is when I'm allowing myself to be silly.
Yeah. That's not always easy to do. You know, we have so many constraints in our life and so many responsibilities, and boy, but if you can't enjoy it, you know,
you have to work hard
and play hard.
Yeah, so true. Well, we've only got a couple more minutes left. God, the time just flew by, and I just wanted to remind everybody that if they want to find out more about Robert, they can visit his website at www.robertberry.com. That's www.robertberry.com. And if you want to find out more about the December People, you can visit their website at www.classiccrockc christmas.com. And Robert, you're also on Facebook. Are you still taking friends on your Facebook page?
Yes. Facebook seems to keep growing and growing. The more December people gets all over the place, you know, there's a lot of requests for that. And I try to update as much as I can, but Facebook is a whole job in itself. Jeez.
Yeah, but it is fun, too, because it allows you to be able to post pictures and to be able to get to know people all over the world, people that are like-minded all over the world.
And there's going to be a lot of pictures posted on December people on there, probably. Everybody that comes seems like they like to post a little something. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's so true.
There is a decemberpeople.com, too, if people want to just make it easier to get there. Classic Rock Christmas is .com is what we like to use because it makes sense right off the bat. Oh, classic rock is music. Christmas must be Christmas music. It tells you what we're all about. But there is a decemberpeople.com for those who remember the name of the band and are familiar now, you know.
And will they be able to find out how to get tickets for the Pleasanton shows for this weekend on one of those websites?
Yeah, I think there's a link to the Firehouse in Pleasanton on there, yes. There better
be. Well, what they can do also is they can click on my Facebook if they want to, my Margot Joy Denader Facebook, and I can let them know as well. We've got 34 seconds left. This has been so much fun. Thank you so much, Robert, for being my guest. When I think of people who are living their music, you are definitely one of the first ones that comes to mind.
Well, I love what I do, and people sometimes don't understand when I say this, but, you know, to do any kind of art, you have to learn that you're going to fail every day, and maybe one day a year something really great's going to happen with it, and that's okay, because art is really a hard thing. And music, painting, everything, it's very hard to make it in the artist world. So you have to accept those little things, and, you know, we do. When you keep pushing, all of a sudden something comes along, you start climbing up that ladder of getting more notoriety, and it just doesn't get better than that.
Yeah. Well, we're all out of time, but thank you so much for being my guest. It's been wonderful talking with you, and I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.